Hello, this is Jerry Pippin. Excuse my severe cold, but I wanted to come on and explain what we're doing here. A tribute to one of the most romantic radio shows ever done in America. It was hosted by Franklin McCormick, and it was on WGN in Chicago. We're setting the scene with some Jackie Gleason music. For all you romantics at heart, here's our tribute to Franklin McCormick. These are rare recordings of Franklin doing his thing in the middle of the night, six nights a week. It was recorded off the radio, so the quality is a little different, but I think you'll enjoy. Remember, and if you've never heard Franklin McCormick, you're in for a real treat.
Hello there, welcome to the old study. Nice and cool here. Won't you come in your favorite chair drawn close to mine? We'll share a dream as the night grows late. Oh, memory, thou bittersweet, both a joy and a scourge. Memories can be like that. Bittersweet or a scourge. The tall pines stand against the dying sunset's silver glow. And down the lane, borne on the wind, soon the whirling flurries of snow. Beneath its bridge, the stream goes purling gleefully low, while purple wreaths of smoke go curling upward, wavering slow. And as I watch, I think of other sunsets. Memory's ways are devious, but find at last their ending. Happier days are strung along her thread, their brightness lending cheer as I gaze back through the years to one winter sunset sending light on life's maze. Memories to come. Memories in the deep of night. The torch is burning. Pleasure. Any time that your thirst calls for a fine glass of beer, will you make your choice, Meister Brau? As a suggestion from yours truly here, caretaker, the old study, keeper, the book of memories, I've been to the brewery so many times. I've met the wonderful people out there. I know the great sense of pride that they have in their product, and it's true, they do. And they've been brewing this great beer for 73 long years now. And they brew it with only the finest grades of ingredients available to the industry. So any time that you have a thirst for a real fine glass of beer, make yours Meister Brau, the custom brew, and you'll find it readily available in thousands of restaurants and neighborhood taverns and packaged goods stores all over the Middle West. And if you anticipate the arrival of company for the rest of this weekend, somebody dropping in tomorrow or later today, Sunday morning now, to spend the afternoon or the evening with you. As a suggestion, here is a great glass of refreshment. Meister Brau, something that you can really be proud to serve when old friends drop in. And for your own moments of leisure and satisfaction and pleasure, always keep a good supply of Meister Brau on hand. It's 24 minutes after 1 o'clock. The old study clock here, 24 after 1. WGN, the Clear Channel, Chicago. The torch is burning. my darling. Take my hand, and we shall travel far, through mountains high and valleys low, beyond the brightest star. Love knows the way, the winding path that ever upward turns, through misty skies and starlit nights, beyond the spring's return. Love knows the sigh, the joyful song that wipes away all tears and drifts at twilight through the rain, beyond Earth's endless fears. Love knows the smile, the constant heart, wherever the winds of summer blow, and the spell of love leaves a tender kiss beyond life's bitter snow. So come, my darling, take my hand, and we shall travel far, through mountains high and valleys low, beyond the brightest star. Come, my darling, take my hand.
This is our tribute to Franklin McCormick, who was on the air through 1971 at WGN Chicago. In the middle of the night, in the ether of the old AM radio signal, bouncing back and forth between the ionosphere and your radio, Franklin McCormick doled out romance.
Romance had its start. because of you the sun will shine, the moon and stars will say you're mine forever and never. And smile because of you.
Memory's garden, dear, with happy days we've known. In spring, I'll wait for the roses red when fades the lilac blue. In early fall, when brown leaves call, I'll catch a glimpse of you. Should you go first, and I remain for battles to be fought, each thing you touched along the way will be a hallowed spot. I'll hear your voice, I'll see your smile. Though blindly I may grope, the memory of your helping hand will buoy me on with hope. Should you go first, and I remain to finish with the scroll, no lengthening shadow shall creep in to make this life seem droll. We've known so much of happiness. We've had our cup of joy, and memory is one gift of God that death cannot destroy. Should you go first, and I remain, one thing I'd have you do: walk slowly down that long, lone path, for soon I'll follow you. I'll want to know each step you take, that I may walk the same. For someday, down that lonely road, you'll hear me call your name.
Bubbles, bangles, hear how they jing, jing-a-ling-a. Bubbles, bangles, bright shiny beads. Sparkles, spangles, my heart will sing, sing-a-ling-a. Wearing baubles, bangles, and beads, I'll glitter and gleam so. Make somebody dream so that someday he may buy me a ring, ring-a-ling-a. I've heard that's where it leads. Wearing baubles, bangles, and beads. Baubles, bangles and beads, hear how they jing, jing-a-ling-a. Baubles, bangles, bright shiny beads, I'll glitter and gleam so. Make somebody dream so that someday he may buy me a ring, ring-a-ling-a. I've heard that's where it leads. Wearing baubles, bangles, and beads. Baubles, bangles, baubles and
if you could know in the early morn, as the sun comes up and the day is born, that before another sun should rise to brighten earth with its radiant skies, your soul from the body would take its flight into realms unknown, even darkest night, what would you do? Would you carry on the self same way that you did while living in your yesterday? Would your hours, now past beyond recall, bear such a record? You'd stake your all on repeating what you've been content to do, as your hours are numbered and oh, so very few. What would you do? Would you take inventory of worldly wealth you've gained by toil and thought or stealth? Would you measure with pride the things you own, your rank and station, your earthly home? Would you be content to rise or fall by what you've done as you view it all, would you? Or would you choose to spend the day in acts of kindness along the way, helping some traveler on life's weary road, smiling on him as you ease his load, trusting and praying and doing your best that night may bring you eternal rest? What would you do? What would you do? Sometimes one wonders. Over and over in the experience of day upon day. The warning comes to us too often from some sad event that can serve but to remind us that we still have a chance in another quarter to act before it's too late. If you have a tender message or a loving word to say, do not wait until you forget it, but whisper it today. The tender word unspoken, the letter never sent, the long-forgotten messages, the wealth of love unspent. For these some hearts are breaking, for these some loved ones wait. So show them that you care for them before it is too late. If you have a loaf of bread and you sell half of it, you buy the flowers of the narcissus, for bread nourishes the body, but the narcissus flower nourishes the soul.
Like the cool waters of a mountain stream, the voice of Franklin McCormick as the huge signal of WGN reached out across the nation during the middle of the night. He brought really the essence of love and the essence of living. This is our tribute to Franklin McCormick. Since Franklin McCormick passed away in June of 1971 while broadcasting his nightly WGN show, there have been countless lonely nights in the Midwest. But no longer the voice of Franklin McCormick, issuing a forlorn sound of lost love. And in between those love songs, a bit of wisdom here and there. This is our tribute to Franklin McCormick.
Could have said, this you cannot afford. You cannot afford this joy. But I bought your shining eyes and happiness. And there is not much, not too many of those in the world for anyone. And yet, I bought them for you. Now my purse is empty. But was it a bad bargain? I bought for myself the joy that shines in your eyes. Is it strange that I feel the richer for my folly? Yes, I bought you shining eyes and happiness. With just a few coins. Its gold ball across the sky, and then, like a tired child, it dropped into the sea. And then the day was done. And we wondered about all the things that we didn't do. I made a little song about a rose, and I sang it for the rose to hear. Nor ever marked until the music's closed a lily that was listening near. The red rose flushed redder with delight, and like a queen her head she raised. The white lily blanched a paler white for anger that she was not praised. Turning, I left the rose unto her pride, the lily to her enviness. And soon upon the grassy ground espied a daisy, all companionless. Doubtless, no flattered flower is this, I deemed, and not so graciously it grew as the rose or the lily. But I thought it seemed more thankful for the sun and the dew. Dear love, my sweet small flower that grew amongst the grass, from all the other flowers apart, forgive me that I gave the rose my song, ere thou, the daisy, had my heart. Seem to put into the world by providence to stand in the breach and to lead the most forlorn of hopes. They are the heroes and the heroines who stand alone in the danger that others fear and boldly do the good that comes their way, and they leave all evil behind. Did you know you were brave? Did you know you were strong? Did you know there was one leaning hard? Did you know that I waited and listened and prayed and was cheered by your simplest word? Do you know that I long for the smile on your face, for the sound of your voice ringing true? Did you know I grew stronger and better because I had merely touched shoulders with you? Oh, I'm glad that I live, that I battle and strive for the place which I know I must fill. And I'm thankful for sorrow, and I'll meet with a grin what fortune may send, good or ill. I may not have wealth, and I may not be great, but I know I shall always be true, for I have in my life that courage you gave when once I touched shoulders with you. That happened so many times. So many times when you touch shoulders with someone. Someone that perhaps you had no idea of ever meeting. A chance meeting. A friendship that has lasted through the years. And just by touching shoulders, they imparted courage. They imparted a certain kind of wealth that you could never find anywhere else. Foundation belongs to the building, so today owes its best to tomorrow. For not to do right today may ruin tomorrow. But the reverse is not true. Tomorrow cannot ruin today. Time's wheel does not run backward. Banish then foreboding and anxious forecast and fill today with faithful, happy work. With kindness and courage and hope, so you keep tomorrow from being a marplot and make it a good, honest today when it comes. I think one of the chief dangers of life is trusting occasions. We think that conspicuous events, striking experiences, exalted moments have most to do with our character and our capacity to further ourselves in life. But we're wrong, really. Common days, monotonous hours, wearisome paths, plain old tools and everyday clothes tell the real story. The workshop of character is everyday life. The uneventful and the commonplace hour is where the battle is won or lost. The uncommon life is the child of the common day, lived in an uncommon way. Have you ever had your day turn suddenly sunshiny because of some cheerful word from somebody? Have you ever wondered if this could be the same world because someone had been unexpectedly nice or kind to you? Well, you can make today the same for everybody. It's only a question of a little imagination, a little time, very little trouble. Perhaps you might think now, what can I do today to make someone happy? So many little things you can do that will cost you nothing and will be so valuable to someone else. Each day before the sun sets, try to do some act of kindness that will make the road of life a little easier for those who follow after. And now, night and day, it was time for me to say goodnight to you and close the books in the old study. Night and day, you were the one, yes, always. And then I dream of you after you've gone. And I dream of you until another day arrives all through the deep of night. And then the sun, and life begins anew. And I say good morning to the dawn. And then I greet you with a smile. Just to thank you for the many, many ways that you've made this world worthwhile. Your ever soft and soothing words calm my wildest fears. Your fond, forgiving nature, when at times I bring you only tears. The happy songs that you sing to me, with courage in your heart, with your endearing thoughts, and we have to be apart. You are my hope. You are my vision. My faithful guiding light. And in every bright good morning, in every sweet good night. So now I say good night to you. And I shall dream of you until another day arrives, and life shall begin anew. Without the courage of your heart to urge me on and on against the falling rain, whenever I'm weary, energy gone, I think of you incessantly, wherever I may be. And oh, my dear, I hope that you cast one little thought. One little thought to me before you close your eyes in sleep. And now I say good night and sweet dreams to you.
My heart is sad and lonely. For you I sigh. For you, dear, only. Why haven't you seen it? I'm all for you, body and soul. I spend my days in longing. wondering why. It's me you're wronging. I tell you, honey, I'm all for you, body and soul. I can't believe it. It's hard to conceive it that you turn away romance. Are you pretending it looks like the ending? Unless I could have one more chance to prove my life a wreck you're making. You know I'm yours for just the taking. I'd gladly surrender myself to you, body and soul. For you, body and soul.
You enjoyed our salute to Franklin McCormick. We used some recordings that were recorded off the air from WGN in Chicago, and you could even hear the signal kind of fade a couple of places. But WGN really covered the world. Well, actually, the world as we knew it here in the U.S., especially in the Midwest. Franklin McCormick, nightly. Except Sundays from 11:05 until 5:30 a.m. That was our salute to Franklin McCormick on this Valentine's Day, 2009. Now you know where we got the idea and the root of our show, Words of Music of Love, on the Street of Dreams. Thanks for listening. I'm Jerry Pippin. Jane Sportley was our producer. Until next time, cheers.